from having these wild dreams. Where I'm from, but life, they tend to be hard to see. Oh, I pray for strength, please, that it was all for me.
Wild Dreams, and before that was Standing With Only You featuring Rema on Offset. We did have in a bit of Nasty C's Uses to Do featuring Nanette Ashake with Ligali. Welcome man, all the way from Namibia with Bounce Back, which is exactly what we must do, just bounce back even when life throws curveballs at you. Coming up next though is your news in detail.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The NGO, or rather the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, expects a gender-responsive 2026 national budget. The Kabwe Magistrates Court sets October 29th for judgment of former Lusaka Province Minister Bowman Lusambo and four others. In international news, Guinea-Bissau Supreme Court bars main opposition coalition from legislative vote. And in sports news, referee Diana Chikotesha gets FIFA Champions League appointment.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. As Finance and National Planning Minister delivers the 2026 national budget today, the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, expects a gender-responsive budget that will ensure that all the unique needs of women and men, girls and boys are considered without leaving anyone behind. The council further expects fair allocations to the education, health and agricultural and mining sectors to ensure citizens, especially the youth, are employed. In a statement, NGOCC Executive Director Anne Mbewe Anamela underscored the need for adequate funds to be allocated towards the establishment of the Gender Equity and Equality Commission, as provided for in the Republican Constitution Amendment No. 2 of 2016. She said the Council is also eager to see an allocation towards the actualization of Article 60 of the Constitution, which requires a political party's law. She adds that this law will provide for enhanced representation of women, youth and persons with disabilities in leadership roles.
This Friday, 26th September 2025, the Finance and National Planning Minister, Dr. Sindeko Mfokotwane, will be presenting the 2026 National Budget. The National Budget is the single most important policy tool of the government, which sets the development trajectory over a given period. It presents a roadmap on how the government intends to implement various policies, projects and programs through the allocation of resources to various public institutions to bridge the inequalities in society. For NGOCC, the interest in the national budget lies in the need to have gender-responsive budgets to ensure that the needs and interests of individuals from different social groups, such as women, youth and persons with disabilities are addressed in expenditure and revenue policies. Therefore, the following are some of NGOCC's expectations in the 2026 national budget. Firstly, around the measures to cushion the impact of load shedding. As we have stated before, the current energy crisis has become an unbearable burden. The widespread electricity deficit and its attendant effects pose a direct threat.
Makero Member of Parliament Mao Sampa has described as unfortunate the continued use of Rusu Mbandu's death to politically attack him, saying his opponents pushing the narrative are run out of issues. Speaking on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Mr. Sampa said no allegations of corruption or abuse of office have ever been leveled against him regarding the positions he has held, stressing that if he had been linked to Ms. Mbandu's murder, he would have been arrested at the time. He dismissed claims that he personally knew the late Ms. Mbandu, explaining that he only came to know about her after the gruesome incident, which occurred in 2012 in Emmersdale area at the height of ritual killings, while he served as Matero lawmaker. Mr. Sampa further recalled that as an area MP, he had offered 15,000 kwacha rewards to anyone with information that could help police investigations, but this gesture was politicized by his opponents.
So, if there was anything then, Edgar would have arrested me about Ruth Mbandu. I'm just noticing them from social media. The only thing I know is that this person died in Matero around 2012, 2013, and I was area MP. And it was the beginning of those ritual murderers. And after that, many happened in Kanyama, Kawata, around the country, Nakonde. And we were shocked at the time where it was coming from. And all I said is, whoever knows who's done this, if you find the killer, tell the police, I'll give you 15,000 kwacha. Just to get people to give information as area member of parliament. Not that I know the person who's died, but I'm disturbed by the circumstances. Or the UPND then, because then I was a nephew of Sata and whatever, they changed it around. He's doing it because it was his girlfriend.
Ruth Mbandu, a then 19-year-old second-year human resource management student at the National Institute of Public Administration, NIPA, was brutally murdered in mid-2012. Within a separate development, the Kawe Magistrates Court has postponed the judgment of former Lusaka Province Minister Bowman Lusambo in a case which he is together with four others charged with unlawful assembly. The court has therefore set 29th October this year to deliver the judgment. The postponement occurred after the magistrate Gloria Chipasha, who was scheduled to deliver the judgment today, apologized to the court for not having completed it due to an illness. Magistrate Chipasha ordered four of Lusambo's co-accused to appear for mention on October 16th. However, Lusambo known was exempted from his appearance as he is currently serving other sentences at Wembeshi Maximum Correctional Facility. Lusambo, 48, is jointly charged with Central Province Patriotic Front Chairman Billy Sitamba, Saidi Chibwana, Matthews Changwe, and Martin Sumfukwe. The group is accused of committing the offence in Kabwe on November 23, 2023. Energy Minister Makozo Chikoti has called for the increased private investment in the energy sector. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony of the 27-megawatt Lusenfwa Power solar plant in Kabarimposhi District, Minister Chikoti underscored the importance of collaboration in electricity power diversification, stating that ending power outages requires partnerships. The minister reiterated that government has so far created a conducive environment for private business to invest in the energy sector.
Important projects that supplement to the efforts that the government is putting in place. Even before I say that, Central Province, Kapirimposhi District, I bring warm greetings from the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, who has sent me as his lieutenant to make sure that the wonderful people of this district, we are moving together in addressing the challenges that we are facing in the NSA.
And Central Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Godfrey Chitambala said the province stands ready to welcome any investor who wants to contribute to the development of the province.
The Central Province Administration has continued to support the establishment of private investment in the energy sector, particularly in alternative energy, with support from the Ministry of Energy.